Jack Newfield, he describes himself as a father and a husband, a Democrat and a Jew, a muckraker and an empiricist. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Newfield is an editor and investigative reporter for the weekly Village Voice, which is found on the newsstands of the nation's biggest cities. He has ripped into landlords, nursing home operators, congressmen, and mayors, and many of his scathing articles have been collected by St. Martin's Press in a book called The Education of Jack Newfield.
All through high school and college, I wanted to be a sports writer, and my great hero was Jimmy Cannon. It was only after college that I decided to, as many other journalists have, like Westbrook Pegler and Pete Hamill and Jimmy Breslin, switch from an obsession with sports to an interest in government and politics.
His exposés haven't made Jack Newfield the most popular man around.
In at least five cases I can think of, stories I've written have led to the conviction and imprisonment of people. When, if you happen to run into them in a public elevator or urinal, they'll scream at you, but that's understandable. But I've never had any threats that I ever took seriously.
And yes, Jack Newfield has had to fend off libel actions.
About 10 have been filed, but they've all been thrown out, and none have even reached trial. Most of them are filed for purposes of either intimidation or nuisance.
Almost proudly, Jack Newfield works with no assistant, no secretary, makes his own calls, does his own research. His heroes, Bill Moyers, Robert Kennedy, Muhammad Ali. On his hit list, former Congressman John Murphy of Abscam fame, New York Mayor Edward Koch, and Theodore Sorensen.
The facts must be followed wherever they lead. As an investigative reporter, you must be guided by the empirical evidence, and there are no sacred cows. Whether you agree with someone's ideas or not, you have to follow the evidence.
Jack Newfield, author of The Education of Jack Newfield, who wears the badge of muckraker proudly. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.